Good afternoon. This is Michael Osterlenk, and
this is Jeremy Snavely.
And we're with the Medical Freedom Report, a project of the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons. And today we're talking with Ralph Weber from MedABID. Good afternoon, Ralph.
Good afternoon, Michael. How are you?
Good, thanks. Can you tell Jeremy and I about yourself and then tell us about MedABID?
Sure. Well, I left Canada about 6 years ago when my wife was unable to get surgery. She was on a surgical waiting list for 2.5 years. Moved to California, and we were bringing Canadians to the U.S. for medical care for many years. At the time of the last election, we were in Thailand inspecting hospitals to bring them on board for our patients. And when we saw the results of the election, we decided that we need to step it up a notch and start MedABID, which is where we started. We have a twofold mission at MedABID. One is to create an open and transparent marketplace where none has existed for many years. And the second one is to allow U.S. doctors to compete on an even playing field with overseas doctors.
Can you explain how that actually works in practice?
Sure. It's actually really simple. The patient that needs any kind of medical treatment or procedure just goes online to MedABID.com, and there's a button that says Patient Start Here. They press that button, and they enter their request for medical care online, whether that's a knee replacement, a colonoscopy, whatever kind of medical care they need. They put it down. They have a brief section that they can answer some health questions, their height and weight, smoking status, and they can upload some images. If they have an X-ray or an MRI or a diagnosis, they can upload those, and then they put it out there. Within a couple of days, actually that same day, every physician on the site that is registered to perform that procedure will get an email informing them that there's a new patient that needs their services, and they are invited to provide a price bid on that procedure. They can then look at the profile of that patient and submit a bid. The problem that we have in our medical system, which has existed for many years, and you know, we refer to it as, you know, the quote-unquote healthcare system, but nobody's really defined what that is. Is that the treatment system? Is that the payment system? But if we lump it all together, we very quickly realize that what we actually have is a five-party system. Some of us refer to it as a third-party payer, but really there's five parties involved. The first party is a Center for Medicare Services that sets the rates for 14,193 procedures. The second party is the AMA, who manages those rates and resells them to doctors. The third party is the actual payer, whether that's Medicare, Medicaid, Blue Cross, United, you know, whichever insurance company you might have. The fourth party is the actual doctor, you know, which has been kind of relabeled by insurance companies as the provider, since it doesn't really have to be a doctor anymore. And the fifth party, the subject of all this mess and lack of transparency, is the patient. Because there's so many people involved, the patient doesn't really know, and in many cases the doctor doesn't even know the cost or the price of providing that care. The hospital will bill out at a really large price called the charge master price, which doesn't seem to have much basis on reality. And I'm asked all the time why they do this. You know, I think one of the reasons is that if they don't get paid, they can claim that they lost $50,000, and there might be some tax advantage to that. I'm not quite sure. But they charge out that rate. The insurance adjudicator sees that bill, and then they reprice it at the pre-negotiated rates, which everybody knew in advance anyway. But these large charge master prices, you know, I'm not sure what the intent is, but I know what the effect is, and that is to scare people, scare patients. Now, what it's doing is it's scaring a lot of patients overseas for care, because when they see this rate and they hear about it in the media, you have people, you know, the medical tourism, the overseas medical tourism brokers that are saying, go to Costa Rica, go to Mexico, go to Thailand, and we'll save you 75% on procedures, and people buy into that, and then they go overseas. What we have found with MedABID is we do have overseas doctors and facilities, but we also have a lot of American doctors and facilities, and when they're allowed to compete on an even playing field, very often their prices are actually very close. It's just like it used to be in Dr. Marcus Welby's day, where doctors are free to practice medicine. They don't have to have five people billing different payers and waiting 90 days to get payment. The patient says, here's the care I need, and the doctor says, here's how much it will be. It's really that simple. And the complexity, the addition of all the layers, it sounds very much like, you know, a typical government operation where they add departments just to create departments, and that's what medicine has become, and that's why it's become so unsustainable and so expensive for care.
Ralph, I have a quick question for you. This is Michael. Privacy, it's one of my bugaboos. How do you protect patient privacy with your project?
Well, that's also a really good question, Michael. In the status quo system, if you go to a doctor that has a contract with a third-party payer, very often that contract will require that physician to upload your data to them, your private patient, you know, medical records has to be uploaded. Okay, in our system, that's not the case. Because it's the doctor and patient dealing directly, there's no requirement to upload, and they're usually paying cash at the time of service. Now, any of the data that the patient places on our website, we are completely HIPAA compliant. The doctor does not see the patient's name. The patient does not see the doctor's name until they've accepted a bid. When they accept the bid, then they're given each other's contact information. So this protects the privacy of both parties.
You brought up HIPAA, and a lot of AAPS members are concerned about HIPAA in that while it claims to be in place to protect patient privacy, in reality, it actually does the opposite. It allows insurance companies and other parties to have easier access to patient medical information. When a patient goes to MetaBid and places a bid, does MetaBid ever divulge that patient's information to anyone other than the doctor that might be treating that patient?
No, Jeremy, we don't. We don't sell our data. We don't harvest the data. Nobody has access to the data, not insurance companies, not the government. And the data actually never leaves our domain. So it's not like we take a request and email the actual request to doctors. We just email them and say, if you log into our secure website, then you can view the request. So the actual data never, ever leaves our site. And the physician can't actually download that data either because it just stays on our site. And you're right, HIPAA does sometimes make it easier for the third-party payers and the government to get at that data. Privacy is one of the biggest things. It's one of the biggest reasons why people choose to pay cash for care, because they don't really want the government knowing every time they go to the doctor and what they're going for.
Could you do me a favor and walk through, let's say, you mentioned knee surgery. Let's say I need a knee surgery. So I go to your website, and which mm-hmm. the URL is?
MediBid.com, MediBid.com.
And then what would I do?
Well, you click the button that says patients start here, and then it will ask you to register. You register with, you create a username and password, and you put down your name and address and a few details, just a few basic health questions, your height, your weight, do you consume alcohol, do you smoke, are you diabetic, any heart problems, hypertension, allergies, just, you know, about eight basic questions. And then you put down how you're paying, whether you're covered by Medicare or not, if so, Part A or B or both. And then you click a button at the top of the screen that says Create Request. Okay, so after you create your profile, you create a request. You accept the first you select the category, which in the example we're talking about would be orthopedic surgery. And then you select the subcategory, which is knee replacement. And then you describe the procedure you want. You're able to give some details, some medical, additional medical history, any special requests that you might have. And then, you say when you want it, and how you're paying, and then press submit. It's really that simple. It doesn't take more than about 90 seconds.
What are you finding are the most popular procedures that patients are looking for right now? Are there any particular ones that stand out?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, Jeremy, there are, and I'm glad you asked that. One of the most common procedures these days is diagnostic colonoscopies. There are a lot of people that are requesting colonoscopies. And I think it talks about the aging of our society. And, you know, the good news is that these are people that are paying cash that are actually concerned about their health to the point where they want to take some preventative measures and get a diagnosis if something should be wrong. So colonoscopies is number one. Orthopedic procedures are probably, you know, number two.
Is it possible to give us a general price for colonoscopies that patients might find at MediBid, or a range of prices on that procedure, and compared to what they might pay otherwise?
Okay. Yeah, sure, Jeremy. They actually vary from state to state. In Kansas, colonoscopies are going for about $800. In different states, in some states, they're a little bit less. I think the lowest we've seen was $580 in Tennessee. In some states, they're going as high as $1,500. Now, the reason for it in California is about $1,200. Now, if you look at Healthcare Blue Book, the price for colonoscopy is about $2,100. So we're getting them at half and sometimes three-quarters of the listed rate. The reason for that, and the reason for the variation from state to state, is very interesting. Different states have different requirements. Some states, the medical board might dictate that, you know, for an example, a certain procedure has to be done in a surgery center, a certain other procedure has to be done in an actual hospital, while another procedure can be done at a doctor's office. Another state might have different requirements for those same three procedures.
Ralph, this is Michael. Now, I understand now, because you went through the process, how patients sign up and utilize your services. But how do you find doctors who want to participate and offer their services to any one of your clients?
Well, doctors, they also, the procedure is also very simple. They go to the site, and there's another button that says Physician Start Here, and, you know, whether they are just an individual doctor or a facility will depend on where they go. But if they go to MediBid.com, there's a button that says Medical Specialist Start Here. They click on that. There's a little bit of explanation of you know, how to do it. And then at the bottom of the page, there's a link that says Sign Up Here. They click that link. And at that point in time, they'll be taken to a page where they can, again, create a profile, make a user ID, password, and then they put their name and address and location, things like that, a little bit of basic information. Then they can put their professional information, where they received their education, where they had their internship and their residency, the languages they speak, number of years they've been doing it, just some basic information, their board certification or board eligibility, and then they click the actual procedures that they perform. After they do that, they put down what kinds of payment they accept, cash, credit, other, when they're available, and then they have a little bit of room to talk about themselves and their training and professional associations and things like that. Once they do that, they submit that data, and it takes them to the next page where they read the terms and conditions, and then they continue, and they simply register, and then they make their annual payment for the registration. AAPS members get 20% off or $50 off of the annual registration. So an individual doctor would pay $199 versus $249 for non-AAPS members. And a facility with 10 or fewer physicians pays $800 for the year versus $1,000.
Thank you for joining Jeremy and I today. We appreciate your time. Once again, your website is MediBid.com. Good luck and much success to your efforts.